So let's review. Rav Mari makes the following observation from our Mishnah, namely that chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh kakodesh damer, that a person who eats chulin on the same high level of tahara as if he were eating kachim, then his household and all of his vessels and garments have the status as being tahar even for kodesh. After some discussion, the Gemara brings the source for this from the seif of our Mishnah, which states that Yechonon ben Gudgada hayu oichel al taharas hakodesh kol yomav. That Yechon ben Gudgada would in fact maintain this high level of tahara all the time, and while his turban would still cause tumah to an item that was guarded on a level of chatas, which is highest level of tahara, it would still be considered tahar even for kachim, which supports the concept of chulin shenasa taras hakodesh kakodesh damo. The Gemara now brings several halachas which reflect the extra levels of shmirah that the chacham applied to laws of tumah and tahara, in order to safeguard the sanctity of these halachas. Amar Rav Yonasan ben Elazar, Nafla ma'afarto himeno, amal chaver tinali benasnalai temeya. If one's headwear fell to the ground and he asked his friend to retrieve it, the garment is now tame, as the owner has been masiach das from the garment, as will soon be explained. Amar Rav Yonasan ben Amram, Nischalfu loy kelim shel Shabbos bekelim shel chayil v'lavshon nitmu. If one donned a Shabbos garment, mistakenly thinking that it was a weekday garment, here too, the garment becomes tame again, because this is considered hezchadas, as the shmira that he was giving to his garment was not proper shmira. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik, Ma'isim shtei noshim chaveirois sheneschafalin kleihen bebeis hamerchatz, uvo ma'is lefnei Reb Akiva betimon. Two women who accidentally exchanged clothing in the bathhouse, and Reb Akiva ruled that both women were tame, again apparently because of hezchadas, as each woman was thought to be watching clothing that was not actually hers. Rav Yoshia challenges this concept, claiming that following this logic, if we can carry Hesach Adas to such limits, then the case where one stuck his hand into a basket to retrieve wheat bread, and instead pulled out barley bread, here too the bread should become tummy because the kavana, the intent, changed. And should you contend that this is in fact true, we have learned elsewhere that a similar case of one who is guarding wine, which turned out to be oil, does not render the wine tame. And although the Braisa there concludes that if such a switch occurred, one in fact should not drink the wine, the Gemara explains that this is discussing a case where Bo'imer Shmartia Midavar Hamitama Bloimidava Hapoisla, where one was guarding the wine from something that would be Mitama the wine, meaning something which would render it tame to a level that the wine could in turn be Mitama something else. But it was not necessarily guarding it from something that would be Paisla the wine, meaning that would render it in of itself tame, that one could not drink the wine. The Gemara then brings support to the concept that ikane tirus lapalga, that one may guard food in such a manner by guarding it only from one level of tuma, from a braisa. The Gemara continues mikomakum kasha. The question still stands as to how we can consider these cases of hezradas in order to render food and garments tame. Furthermore, to strengthen this question, the Gemara relates two incidents brought before Bishmol by two separate women, where they were not guarding a garment to protect it from becoming tame, and subsequent inquiries into each matter revealed that the garments were exposed to various cases of tumah. Rabbi Shmuel exclaimed after each case, "Kama gedolim divrei chacham, shehayu omrim b'libo l'shomrei tahor, ein b'libo l'shomrei tame." How great are the words of the chacham, who have determined that if one accepts to guard something, it is tahor, which intimate, even if they are watching an item, and the item in actuality was something other than what they thought they were watching. The Gemara answers that, in fact, usually such shmira is sufficient, and the guarded item would be considered tahar. However, in the three cases brought by our Gemara, there is unusual cause to suspect a case of true hezradas, which is why those items are rendered tame. The Gemara explains, the case where the clothing was switched in the bathhouse, each one would say that the owner of the clothing is most probably someone who themselves were not careful with tumah and tahara, and therefore the woman would not take care to guard the clothing that they found themselves with. The case where Shabbos clothing was mistaken for weekday clothing as well, even the kelim de Shabbos avod lehu shimur tvei masach da'it minayu. Since Shabbos garments are usually guarded more carefully than weekday clothing, whatever shmir he accorded to the garment was certainly not the level of shmir that a Shabbos garment is used to, and therefore is definitely a case of hezchadas to render the garment tameh. The case where the person had his friend retrieve his hat is also considered hezradas, as Rabbi Yechon explains. Chazaka inod mishabe mashabiyat chaber. One cannot guard an item for tahara that is being handled by his friend. And his friend similarly is not considered being shomer, as once the owner asked him to retrieve the item without knowing if his friend was tahar, he understands this to mean that the owner does not care if the item becomes tamei or not. As such, this is a glaring case of hezchatas, and as such, the item would become tamei in the hands of the friend as all shmir was removed from the item. With this, we finish the second parak of Masechet Chagiga in Darshan and begin the third and final parak, Chayim B'Kodesh Be'ez Hashem. The first Mishnah will list 11 milas, extra stringencies that the Chacham enacted for Kodesh food, which refers to meat of Karbanos, which do not exist related to Truma. Zok the Mishnah, Chayim B'Kodesh Mibetruma. As there are various levels of Tahara, and the level of Kodesh is higher than that of Truma, the Chacham instituted 11 milas hatahara, extra stringencies that exist by Kodesh that do not exist by Truma. They are as follows. Matbilin kelim b'ter kelim l'truma avloi l'kodesh. Vessels may be immersed one inside the other to become tahar for Truma, however not for Kodesh. Acharayim v'teich u'besat svita b'truma avloi b'kodesh. The outside of a vessel, the inside of a vessel, and the handle of a vessel are all considered separate parts of the vessel, such that if one of them became tamei, the rest of the kli does not become tamei. However, this only is true regarding truma. Regarding kodesh, if any of these three parts of the vessel becomes tamei, the entire kli becomes tamei. Hanoseh medrus, noseh es truma, avloi es kodesh. One carrying a medrus, a tamei item that was sat on by a zav, may carry truma in his other hand. However, he may not do so with kodesh. Bigdei eichlei truma medrus l'kodesh. The clothing of one who guards his tahara on the level of truma is still considered a medrus, causing tumah to one who guards his tahara on the level of kodesh, as we learned in the previous mishnah. B'kodesh matir u'menagib u'matvel v'achakach kosher u'b'truma kosher v'achakach matvel. To become tahara for truma, one may immerse a tumah garment while it's still tied, whereas for kodesh, one must untie the garment and make sure that it is dry, so that no chatzitzes form on the beged from any moisture. Kelim hanigmar b'tahara tzrichin tefila l'kodesh, avloi l'truma. New vessels that were guarded by the craftsman, who was, for example, himself a chaver, who upholds the laws of tahara, need not be immersed for use of truma. However, they must be immersed in a mikvah before using them for kodesh. Hakli mitzarif mashe b'toyche l'kodesh, avloi l'truma. If there were many small pieces of food in the vessel, and tumah touched one of the pieces, the vessel has the effect to join the pieces and make them all tameh, regarding kodesh, but not for truma. Hervi b'kodesh, pasul v'shlishi b'truma. If truma touched food which was a sheni l'tuma, it becomes a shlishi l'tuma. Truma cannot become a lower level of tuma more than a shlishi l'tuma. However, kodesh can become even a revi l'tuma. B'truma im nitmas achas meyadav chaverta tahira. U'b'kodesh matvul shtein shahayad mitames chaverta b'kodesh avaloi b'truma. Regarding truma, if one hand became tamei, he need not immerse the other hand. However, regarding kodesh, both hands need to be purified. Eichlin eichlim neguvim biyadayim misoyevayis b'truma avalei b'kodesh. Dry foods of truma, which have not been mukshar to receive tumah, as only foods that have become wet may contract tumah, may be touched and eaten with tamei hands, as the food cannot contract tumah as it is completely dry. However, by kodesh, one may not handle even dry food, as even dry kodesh food may contract tumah as chibas kodesh machshirasei. The high level of tahara by kodesh foods itself is what is machshir the food to be able to become tamei. Ha'oinin u'mechusik kippurim tzrichin tefila la'kodesh avaloi l'truma. One who is an oinin, whose relative passed away and was before the burial, and one who is waiting to bring his karbanos to complete his tahara process, must immerse in the mikveh in order to eat kodesh, but need not immerse in the mikveh for the sake of eating truma. The Gemara will elaborate more on these halachas on the next daf.